From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. says it had nothing to do with Britain's decision to detain the partner of American journalist Glenn Greenwald, who broke the NSA surveillance story with materials leaked by Edward Snowden. Britain's independent monitor of terror legislation, David Anderson, says David Miranda's nine-hour-long detention at Heathrow Airport yesterday raises a number of questions.
I'm very interested in what happened yesterday. I've asked the police and the Home Office to be fully briefed on it. We have something like 200 million people passing through our ports and airports every year in the UK. 60,000 of those were examined under Schedule 7 last year, and of those, fewer than 40 were even held for as long as 6 hours. So to be held for 9 hours, which is the maximum the law allows, is very unusual indeed.
David Anderson in an interview with the BBC. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales is due to be sentenced this week for the deaths of 16 Afghan civilians, NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Bales will not get the death penalty. His June guilty plea was part of a deal to avoid execution. So now, in a court-martial at Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Tacoma, a military jury will decide whether his life sentence should come with the possibility of parole. His defense team is likely to cite extenuating circumstances, such as the stress of being on his fourth deployment and the effects of alcohol. There's been speculation that his behavior may have been affected by larium. That's an anti-malaria drug that sometimes causes strange psychological reactions. But as of last week, Bales's lawyer said that defense was looking less likely. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
The military judge presiding over the trial of the accused Fort Hood shooter is blocking several key pieces of evidence that prosecutors say would explain Major Nadal Hassan's state of mind. Hassan, who's acting as his own attorney, has remained largely silent during the first 2 weeks of his trial. Hassan's accused of killing 13 people and wounding more than 30 in the 2009 attack, days before he was to be deployed to Afghanistan. Illinois now requires gun owners to report a lost or stolen gun within 72 hours under a new law. Amanda Vinicky of member station WUIS has details from Springfield.
Illinois now requires gun owners to report a lost or stolen gun within 72 hours. State Police Director Hiram Grau says just as someone would immediately call 911 if their car was stolen, they should do the same if a gun goes missing.
As police officers, we see horrible violence in our communities almost every day. It's crazy, it's insane, and it has to stop.
The law also expands background checks. Starting in January, private and online sellers are required to make sure a buyer can legally own a gun. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Vinicky in Springfield, Illinois.
Dow is off more than 40 points at 15,038. This is NPR. While Egypt falls deeper into its worst political unrest since the 2011 revolution, the leader who was ousted in that uprising and subsequently arrested could soon be a free man. Judicial officials say former President Hosni Mubarak may be released from custody this week. They say they no longer have grounds to continue detaining the 85-year-old. Mubarak was detained in April 2011. A month later, he was sentenced to life in prison for allowing a crackdown on political dissent that led to the deaths of hundreds of protesters. Mubarak appealed and is being retried. Jury selection began today for the first trial related to Atlanta's school cheating scandal. NPR's Kathy Law reports nearly three dozen teachers and administrators were indicted this year for allegedly conspiring to change test scores in the district schools.
Prosecutors say teachers, administrators, and the former superintendent conspired to change scores on statewide tests so students appeared to be doing better. Teachers are accused of holding parties where they erased incorrect answers and replaced them with correct ones. The governor brought in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to question teachers and administrators. Prosecutors say former regional superintendent Tamara Cotman, the first to face trial, told principals to ignore the GBI. Cotman is accused of thwarting the investigation and retaliating against those who didn't agree with her. Cotman has pleaded not guilty, and her attorney says the prosecution got it completely wrong. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
U.S. stocks trading lower with the Dow off 47. It's at 15,032. NASDAQ down 3 at 3,600. S&P 500 also down 7 points at 1,649. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for